Are
you good?
Yep.
Raymond, when you're ready.
Yeah, go for it.
Tommy, a pretty swanky pre-game experience for the fans to get involved with. What do you reckon?
Yeah, the virtual reality is very impressive. Very lifelike, having done it myself and being privileged to do that. It's awesome, and fans will really enjoy getting down here and trying it out for free on behalf of Reno.
What about the actual reality? How's things going after last week?
Oh, look, it's great to get a win. Been playing a little bit better footy, and we were able to put that together for about 2.5 quarters on the weekend, and paid off, so we just got to keep working at it, and hopefully we can play 3.5, 4 quarters this week.
Is your home form a worry at all? Normally it's where you guys excel, and this year it hasn't quite been there.
It's always nice to win at home in front of our great supporters, but I don't think it's a worry per se. It's more just playing good footy wherever we're playing. It doesn't matter whether it's interstate or at home.
Tommy, how much has it, you obviously did all right without him last week, Jackson Trengo, but how much are you going to miss having him back there with you each week?
Yeah, we're definitely going to miss having Jackson there. His leadership and his physical sort of arrogance that he brings to the group, but at the same time it gives other young fellas like Tommy Cleary a goal, and Cam O'Shea gets the chance to come back in potentially, and the group will be better for it and we'll be fine.
What about, just touch on that arrogance, what exactly does Jacko bring in that regard?
He just brings that real physical intimidation, and you know, he's up and about, he's vocal, he's physical, and he's one of those blokes you love having standing next to you, makes you walk a little bit taller.
Do all the other boys have to sort of step up in that area without him yourself?
Yeah, without him there, each of us will have to pick up a little bit, whether it's Bobby, Homshi, myself and Jasper, and like I said, the other person that comes in, we've got full confidence in our whole squad being able to do that.
It must take a bit of confidence out of obviously a bad start, but coming back and then going.
Yeah, it was good to be able to address those issues in game and make the changes that we needed to. And the midfield were great. They got their hands on the ball and got the ball going our way. And at the same time, they were able to restrict Melbourne when they came out of the centre and made it easier for us to defend.
And the Bulldogs, another sort of danger game, another team on the rise a bit.
Yeah, another team that's playing some really good footy this year. They play a very aggressive defensive game, and then they like to run and use it, and they've had some great results this year. So we're just going to concentrate on what we do best, and if we can execute that, then hopefully the result goes our way.
You touched on the midfield before, Tommy. That's going to be obviously a crucial area this weekend.
Yeah, whether you like it or not, the midfield is generally where the game is won or lost. They sort of get it started and they get the ball going your way, or vice versa. And it was great to see the likes of Boakey stepping up and playing a real captain's game, or Robbie and Ebo getting their hands on it last week, and it paid dividends.
Travis played more of a potentially a shutdown role on the weekend. Is that something that he'll look to continue doing, you think?
I'm not too sure. You'd have to ask the coaches that, but I think just the scenario on the weekend just asked for that, and he was able to just play his role, and in the end he got rewarded for that, having getting a lot of the football as well.
We spoke to you a couple of weeks ago and you're quite strong about the training standards and all that sort of stuff. Has that really lifted a lot in the last few weeks?
Yeah, we've certainly put a finger on a few little things we could have improved, and we've really been doing those well, and now going forward we've just got to keep that going. It doesn't happen overnight, and 1 week isn't enough time to form a habit or break a habit, so we've got to make sure we do that consistently for 3-4 weeks the rest of the season.
One big man down with Ryder, you were forced to run the ball and it got you back to the ways that you're known for. Do you feel like it was a balanced thing, or is that just the way the game unfolded for you?
Nah, I think it was just the way the game unfolded. It's been great having Paddy here, and look, he can run and jump and play exciting footy with the best of them, so it definitely didn't have anything to do with Paddy being in or out, and hopefully he's fit this week and we get him back out there.
What do you make of Big Tom Boyd's form so far this year?
I haven't followed a whole lot of it, but he's an exciting prospect. He obviously signed a big deal, so there's plenty of potential there, and we're going to treat him as if he's his buddy or Jared Ruffhead, and giving him the respect he deserves, and try and just shut him down.
Is he the main focus for you guys in their forward line?
They've got a few forwards in pretty good form. They've also Cramery down there, and Tory Dixon kicked a fair few goals last week, so or 2 weeks ago. So it's going to be a team effort. Everyone's dangerous. When you're playing AFL football, you've got to respect anyone or they can hurt you.
Tommy, email from AFL last night too. They're cracking down as of this round on, you know, heads into tackles and that sort of thing. As a concept, what do you make of the idea?
Yeah, it's a good concept. I think they're just trying to protect players' heads and their safety. We've obviously seen a lot of head clashes this year and some pretty serious injuries, so it's all about looking after the players and the longevity of and their health going forward.
As a backman, you'd welcome that. Yeah, little forward pockets that are ducking their heads into tackles and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it will be nice, but at the end of the day, it won't make a huge difference. It might only happen like 3 or 4 times during a game, and you know maybe one of them would be to me if I was lucky. So you probably won't approach the game too much differently.
As a player, have you noticed, is there any increase in that sort of thing? I mean, the AFL's done it because they want to stamp it out. Have you noticed, is there an increase in the behaviour?
There hasn't been so much an increase in people ducking over this season in particular, maybe in the last 3 or 4 years. Players have seen that in an area they can exploit, but there seems to have been an increase in head clashes, and that's probably the main area they're trying to address there.
Was it frustrating from a player's point of view then? A bloke picks up a contested ball, barges head first into you while you're trying to back out the way almost, and you give away a free kick for head-eye contact. Like, that's at a crucial stage of the game. It'd have to get you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's not ideal, but at the same time, the umpires have a very difficult job and they're always doing their best to adjudicate, and I think a lot of the time if it was that particular scenario, they'd be quite good at not giving away the free kick. So we've got to respect that they've got a tough job and the AFL is trying to make some modifications to help them and help us, so we just got to go with the flow.
Ready?
Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, Tommy. Have we got some shots of Tommy?
If you need some more, the boys can...